There's another border story playing out in our hemisphere, on the Caribbean island of Hispaniola. The Dominican Republic and Haiti sit side by side, yet have a complex and fraught history. During the 20th century, hundreds of thousands of Haitians crossed into the wealthier Dominican Republic to escape poverty and political instability, only to face color-based racism and, at times, violent repression. Recently, in what international human rights organizations took to be a swipe at those with Haitian roots, the Dominican government made headlines when it ended birthright citizenship for children born in the Dominican Republic to undocumented parents. NewsHour Weekend's Yvette Feliciano has more as part of our ongoing series on Haiti.
January in the Dominican Republic city of Jimani, near the main border crossing into Haiti. Earlier in the day, 34-year-old Jesus Lom Exilaire says he was detained. Exilaire, a Baptist pastor, says he was unjustly held by Dominican immigration authorities for 6 hours.
They come and ask me, "Hey you, black guy, where are your documents?" I took them out and they said, "Get on the truck." And while we drove, I asked, "What is the problem here? I have my documents." And they said they had to verify.
Exilaire was born in the Dominican Republic to Haitian migrants, and he is a legal resident here. But he is not a Dominican citizen, and he cannot vote. That's because, according to the Dominican government, his Haitian heritage makes Exilaire a foreigner in the country of his birth.
They call you illegal. They say you are not from here. You are Haitian. Go to your country. Most of us don't even know Haiti. We don't know anyone there.
It used to be that, with few exceptions, being born in the DR made you a citizen. But constitutional and legal revisions that took full effect in 2014 changed all that. Under the new law, many Dominicans born to undocumented parents between 1929 and 2007 would lose their citizenship. So would their children, their children's children, and on and on. The Dominican government has no estimate of the total number of people affected, but human rights groups estimate hundreds of thousands suddenly lost their citizenship.